I'm a novelist and an individual who could never have predicted that kind of life. When I was a kid, we had so few books in our home. I think that's a fairly common thing to immigrant families of a certain class. And while growing up, thankfully, there were libraries that I could sort of wander into and discover literature. The thing is, it's such an abstraction for most people to understand that for entire classes, a book is an abstraction, is something that is foreign, would not normally be in your world, and I think the very fact that libraries exist makes a huge difference in many, many lives. And I'm talking economically about people who could not otherwise afford a book. I'm amazed. I see books $28. You talk to a poor kid from East LA, and you talk about that $28 book, and they'll look at you like you're crazy. Where am I going to get $28? But they walk into a library, and there it is. Now, traveling around the country, I speak to kids, Latino kids of all different, from all different classes, and the beauty of libraries, I think, is to, the mission is, as it were, is to persuade them that it is not only an important thing, but will have a lifelong connection. Talk to a gangbanger. I've had, you know, for me, to sit in a room with all these kids with their arms folded, looking angry at the world, you know, and they've had a tough life, and you talk about books and what they're about, and the value of literature and self-expression and so many of the things that fall under the canopy of, quote, the humanities and learning. What's it all about? Well, I always say that knowledge and trying to elevate yourself through literature and reading just makes you quite simply a better person. Now, I spend part of my year teaching at Duke University. So among my students are brilliant neuroscientists and pre-meds and engineers, and they're the opposite in the scope from these poor kids from poor neighborhoods. I mean, they've had everything. They've been given books. Life has made knowledge easily accessible to them. And yet, the question is, why should we bother reading? Why should we bother writing? This young lady here mentioned the idea of the difference between a digital experience and a physical experience is that you can look right next to an author's name, and instead of you know, being left alone with only that, you have so many you know, options. You have access to the immediate environments. Environs, and well, I think that to conclude, I think libraries are so invaluable that I can't imagine the world without them.